Monsters from the Basement.
This is Anne Bobby, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James with Monsters from the Basement. We are in North Carolina today at the Mad Monster Party, the very first one, which I think has been a great success. And I'm here with Anne Bobby, who starred in Nightbreed. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
It's been awesome, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. So you've had a good time this weekend.
I've had a wonderful time. You know, this is my first convention. I've never done a con. I've been to cons, never done one, and I think this was probably the best one to lose my con virginity at.
Now, when did you first interested in acting?
I think I was interested in acting from birth. I started working as an actor when I was 13. I was 14 when I got my first professional job off Broadway. I'm predominantly a theater actor. So I guess that's now. I am now been working 30 years. In actor years, I guess that makes me dead.
Yeah, I think I heard somewhere that like 7 years is a length of a actor.
Yeah, well, of an actor's career. It's interesting. I think it depends on what kind of acting you want to do and what exactly you're in it for. I think that different areas of the craft inform each other. I'm also a playwright, an author, and I think that as an actor, all of those things inform each other. So I think that maybe diversifying a little as an artist, not just being an actor, but being an artist. And I think the career of an artist is your entire life if you play it right.
Now, you mentioned theater. Did you do theater before you started doing movies?
Oh, yeah. The first film I did was The Pickup Artist, and I did that, it was the day before I left for England. So, yeah, I'd been acting already about 4 years before I did my first film.
I guess the horror film that you're pretty well known for is Nightbreed. When you first read the script for that movie, what did you think?
Well, I was really interested in working with Clive Barker. And Clive is also from theater. And I had known his theater work as well as Hellraiser. And so I was really interested in meeting with him. And we really, really hit it off. I thought the script was fantastic. I'd read Cabal, so I was ready to see this happen, and I was very excited with his work. The original script was mind-blowing. And the directors, this new Cabal cut of Nightbreed is really getting more and more back to that book, back to the book scenes that he had put in there. I was seeing scenes that it was just like bringing it back to me. I think I said at the panel after that, this Cabal cut that Mark and Russell have done, it felt to me like I was living in this house for 23 years, and I went to renovate and knock down a wall and saw a whole other house on the other side that I didn't even know was there. It was really revisiting that. Felt like I was going back home to something magical.
Now, do you have any memories from making that film?
Oh gosh, yeah. Oh man, it was funny because I got to see so much. I was as the sort of screamer, you know. I wasn't in the makeup chair all the time. I was waiting for everybody else, and you know, and then they would be working with all the creatures, and I'd be released. I spent so much time hanging out on that set, hanging out with everybody else who wasn't working. Oh my god, the memories. Yeah, phenomenal.
Was that the first horror movie you'd done?
Very first. Nightbreed was my first.
Now, you've done some television acting too, right?
Yes, I have. I've been very, very fortunate. I have been able to move back and forth into different areas of performing. Even, you know, opera and choir and dance. Started as a dancer and then moving into film, television, video games, now gaming. You know, everything from, you know, ballet to Bioshock, I guess. I've kind of done it.
Yeah, my son's a big Bioshock fan, and I when I was looking at your resume, I saw that you did one of the voices on that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I was Tannenbaum on Bioshock, and I'll never forget. It was that same sort of magical moment when I first heard the music, the first themes, the first trailers for Bioshock. I knew where they were going with it. I knew the morality of the game, really, the redemptive aspect of the game. And I believed in that completely. But then when I saw the artistry and I heard that music, I went, this is going to change everything. This is going to be the standard by which games are going to be judged after this. And I don't think I've been wrong about that. I think Bioshock really was a... They didn't drop a stitch, and when they turned that corner, man, everybody's got to rise up to that challenge now.
Now, of the movies you've done, do you have a personal favorite?
Wow. I have to say, I don't think I'm biased. I don't think it's just that you caught me at the right time. When I think of Nightbreed, when I see people and I'm reminiscing, I don't think I've... It's not just one of my favorite movies. It's one of my favorite times in my life. It was, and I was smart enough to know it at the time. I knew I was having the time of my life and making friends who would stay with me forever and who opened up a whole new world of friends for me. Clive and Pete, and, you know, they introduced me to a whole new world of sci-fi writers, comic writers. Some of my best friends I owe to Clive and Nightbreed.
Were you surprised at the love that horror fans have had for the movie this weekend?
Yes and no. I always knew that there was a desire for Nightbreed to be released. I always knew that there were people who were moved by it. I've been stopped on the subway over it. I've been, you know, it's one of those things. It's not just, oh, I saw you in Beautiful Girls. That was a great movie. Nightbreed. It's like they just got to look you right in the eye and go, I have to tell you. And, you know, when someone says, I have to tell, I go, it's Nightbreed. What did surprise me this weekend was the sensitivity, the protectiveness people have for Nightbreed. It's not just a love of it. It's a devotion to this film. It's like the sibling that you want to see make it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Nightbreed's like family to the fans of Nightbreed. They're very familial with it, and I had not fully grasped that until this weekend talking to people.
I remember seeing it for the first time and just going, wow, this is incredible.
I remember seeing it for the first time and going, where's the rest of it? And now I've seen it. Because I really did. I sat there and went, where'd it go? Where did it go? And now I see. You know, it's there. It's there. We just got to make it happen, you know?
And I guess it's achieved sort of a cult status in a way.
Oh, yeah. I can say, yes, I did that. I made a cult movie.
That's something to be proud of.
Very proud. Very, very proud.
Now, you've done films, you've done theater, you've done TV. Do you have one that you prefer?
If you're a theater actor, I think you've always loved theater first. There's no more powerful method of performance for an actor. You are, you know, once that curtain goes up, you are in the driver's seat. Everything, you are controlling everything, really, in your role as artist. If the soundboard breaks, if an actor forgets their lines, no one's going to cut. You know, you really are running it. You know, a piece of scenery falls down, don't stop, or be ready to fix it, you know, and that's a very thrilling thing to do. And the response, the reaction, the energy you get from the audience. I mean, if you believe that there is as much energy between us as there is within us, that there's just as much energy between you and me right now, then theater is the most fulfilling sharing of an artistic experience for an artist to be a part of.
Now, as you look back over your career and all the stuff you've done, what are you most thankful for?
The friendships. And just the opportunities that I've had to grow as an artist, to grow as an author, to have had the opportunity to hopefully become a thinking, thoughtful person, respectful of a craft, and respectful of the art that we create as lovers of art, as experiencers of art, and as artists. Friendships, the awareness, the journey.
And if there's any aspiring actors or actresses out there, you have any advice to give them?
To be an actor, you're going to spend a great deal of time in a near constant state of unemployment. And it is very important that you can not only survive a near constant state of unemployment, but thrive in a near constant state of unemployment. You got to walk into a room and own it and not be needy or afraid. You got to be, this is what I do. Because the paychecks don't come for the jobs you're doing. They come for the spaces in between. I forget, it may be apocryphal, but Charles Durning, I think, once after a day of sitting in his trailer and never being used, one of the ADs said, "Mr. Durning, I'm sorry, we have to let you go and bring you back tomorrow. I'm really, really sorry." And he said, don't worry, you know, I get paid for sitting here. The acting is free. And I think that's really it.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time this morning talking with me.
It has been my pleasure. It really, really has. Thank you.
Thank you for the great body of work you've done so far.
Oh, God. No, I'm not going to cry, but thank you. Thank you for that.
And I wish you good luck in the future.
Thank you so much.